I'm sorry. How far has it spread? He said nothing. Charles, answer me.
I do not know a part of me that does not resonate with this foul darkness,
he admitted finally.
The blood mages from the court tell me there is no chance of removing the stone or extracting the magic. I have received visits from some of the most knowledgeable practitioners of vampire magic and been told the same.
So you just gave up? Is that why you wouldn't call me for help? Again, he refused to reply. I pressed him for an answer. Or was it because you didn't think I could do anything more than what the court mages and others could do? That got a reaction.
I did not wish to call you because I believe you can do far more than the court mages are able and willing to do,
he said quietly. I stared at him nonplussed. You didn't call me because you thought I could save you? What the—
This magic is poison, he spat. I will not trade your life for mine.
Brian and Adri looked shocked by that pronouncement. Whatever they'd thought Charles's reason was for refusing to ask for my help, that hadn't been it. I was startled myself, actually. Most vampires wouldn't have hesitated to sacrifice a human life to save their own. But then again, I'd come to realize Charles wasn't most vampires.
I will not allow you to do this.
He pushed my hand away from his chest.
I do not wish to live with your death on my conscience. I would rather end my time and take this cursed object with me.
He'd already made peace with his death, but I hadn't. I believe I can save you and not die from doing it. He shook his head.
I will not risk it.
Blasted vampire stubbornness. I took his hand and placed it over my heart. You can sense deception. You know truth. Listen to me. I met his eyes. His cool gray vampiric magic was a thin shadow of itself. I can save you without dying. I know what that stone is and what it does and what its magic can do. I am a stronger blood mage than any you have working for the court. I will take that stone from you and pull the magic out of your body, and then I will destroy the stone so no one else can use it as a weapon. I held his cold hand in mine. You've saved me twice, Charles. It's my turn.